What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Another 3Y podcast with EG3 coming at you right now on a new week / getting ready when this podcast rolls out a new month in 2023. Eddie Greer, aka EG3, for the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, all things NASCAR and everything else in between the rebranded 3Y podcast, folks. We'll start. We are halfway through the regular season as of Monday. Obviously, if I have time this week, I'll talk about the racing. I did watch a lot of racing this weekend, this past weekend anyways, between the Indianapolis 500 and the Coke 600. I did not see much of the Xfinity Series race. I did see majority of the truck race there as well. We'll talk about that. That might be another separate episode if I can get to it this week. The beginning of June is going to be crazy for yours truly. Got a lot of stuff going on, and I better start getting ready for Minnesota as well. So the first half of June, it's going to be hectic. I got another race coming up, a kind of a throwback all-star type of night. I'm looking forward to that. That's next week, so you're probably going to get an episode of that as well. So much going on this side of the podcast, folks. This is your first time listening to the 3Y podcast with EG3. Appreciate you for checking us out here. Whenever you listen to this, whether it's Thursday, which is tomorrow, or today, wherever you listen to this podcast, or later on in the week, appreciate it. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you are subscribed to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, and iHeartRadio, and several other podcast platforms as well. This just broke. I'm recording this on May 31st, 2023, the final day of the month already. Cannot believe it is the end of May. Breaking news went down earlier today. In the case of Chase Briscoe's team, hit with an L3 level penalty there. And once around messing around, why do these teams can't learn from other teams' mistakes? That just baffles me there as well. You know the consequences, right? You've seen the consequences, right? Obviously, you get appeals a la Hendrick Motorsports a couple weeks ago. And, of course, that along with Colleague Racing as well with the same penalty, and both got rescinded, right? So now another Ford team gets hit with an L penalty. This time a L3 penalty hit with Chase Briscoe. This was announced earlier, a few hours ago, actually, as sitting recording this episode, for counterfeiting a next-gen part. The penalty of the 14 loss for Chase Briscoe, 120 driver points. And not only that, levels out with 120 owner points and 25 NASCAR playoff points, which you're not... At this rate, you ain't going to get all that back anyway. In a 6-race crew chief suspension. And you tag on, along with that grocery bag with a cherry on top of that, $250,000 fine with it. As well. So I don't know who, I can't remember who, on top of my head, who's the crew chief of the 14. I'm going to try to pull that up right now. Ouch. For this race team. Of course, last year, Chase Briscoe made the playoffs. Woo! Got a heavy loaded fine as well. Here, let's see if I can see who the crew chief is for this car. Yep, it is Johnny Klausmeier of Chase Briscoe. You're going to be sent home, send your bags packing there. 6 weeks crew chief suspension there as well. We got a statement. I'm reading this. I'm going to go ahead and read this statement off of, shout out Bob Prochorus there, from early day, from SHR's Greg Cibadelli on today's penalty. Quote, "We had a quality control lapse in a part that never should have been on the car going to the racetrack. Ended up on the 14 car at Charlotte. We will accept NASCAR's decision and will not appeal the penalty." There as well. So it looks like, and then of course I'm reading Bob Prochorus' other subtweet here. This is from Bob Prochorus, a obvious good source of NASCAR, top, one of the best in the business. Ellen Sawyer said that the the NACA duct to the engine panel. Well, that's not what I want. It is a single source part and designed to help cool the car. Was counterfeited on Bristol car. Why can that learn? And of course, Greg and Cipadelli not happy, according to that statement there by president of SHR. And my, I don't have the full driver. I might pull that up towards the end of this episode, because this we are at the halfway point going to St. Louis this weekend. Back again, but man, a huge hit for a team that made the playoffs last year, and they're on the cuffs going coming in here out of the 600. And oh, by the way, while I'm on it here, real quick, I want to congratulate here. If I don't get record that episode here, I want to congratulate Team Penske on a big sweep, taking 2 of 3. You pretty much swept the big races here. Joseph Newgarden finally breaking through in the Indianapolis 500. And that was a hell of a finish. Another dramatic finish to another Indianapolis 500. And Ryan Blaney. And I said, and I want to say, I want to get this off right now, because I said it early on in the season of this podcast, right? I said, Brad Keselowski, right? Ryan Blaney and Mark Trestrian will all win races and to get themselves in the playoffs. Well, check one more off the books there. Brad Keselowski gets it done. Not Brad Keselowski, excuse me. Keselowski's had speed. He has had speed throughout the year so far, but he fell behind the 8-ball there at the 600. But Blaney, shout out Ryan Blaney. That was a hell of a popular win. And why not? Awesome dude. 59 race winless streak snapped on Monday. And for those of you just wondering why Monday, because of Mother Nature having to push the 600 and the Xfinity Series race as well to Monday. And the Xfinity Series race was raced on Monday night, right after, moments after Ryan Blaney took the checkered flag in the 600. Man, what a big, and I didn't even know this before I finish up Bristol's part. Sorry, like I usually do, go right to the part. Roger Penske was winless at the track that he owns now. That is some crazy, that is a crazy stat of this podcast. Nothing. No wins. No wins at all prior to Joseph Newgarden finally cracking the code at Indianapolis. That I was just blown away when Lee Duffy and the NBC broadcast guys said that. I'm like, surely enough, the dude owns the damn racetrack. Surely enough, he has a win, couple wins there. Nope. Prior to Newgarden finally getting crossing the bricks first, nothing. No win. So, cherry on top. And then Blaney had a fast car all race long. Got it done. And he's punched his ticket in to the playoffs. So, 59 race winning streak, winless streak snap. Yeah, Truex early on a few weeks ago breaking his winless streak. What's all that's left on that triple triangle that I predicted early on this podcast this year? Yep, you can go back, check the tape. I said, Brad Keselowski, it's all that's left. So, I think he's going to get it. I think I'm going to get it. I don't want to call my shot on it. Well, I pretty much did call my shot already, but Brad Keselowski, he's shown speed all year. So, it's just a matter of cleaning up mistakes on their part. But, yeah, back to Briscoe here. Chase Briscoe here real quick. You're just joining us here. Chase Briscoe, breaking news here on the 3-wide pod with EG3. Hit with an L3 penalty for messing around. Counterfeited the part that should not have been on that race car. Got to learn the hard way. And huge hit penalty-wise on the driver points and owner points as well. 120. Woo! And 25 NASCAR plot points. You ain't going to get those anyways. Maybe even probably at one at best, you're not going to get all those back. So that's negative on that part there. I'm interested to see where that fits him down, because Chase Briscoe was like one of the first drivers out of the playoffs going in. This is going to be a huge hit. You're going to have to win to get into this year's postseason, folks. This is the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 here, breaking things down. We are at a halfway point of the regular season hitting the St. Louis after seeing Team Penske sweep the big dogs this weekend in the course of Team Penske Joseph Newgarden and Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney had a fast hot rod all night long and finally got it done there. And at one point there, I'm looking forward to listening to his episode this week with Dale Jr. this week. And yeah, I haven't listened to that yet, but I will this week. So I'm looking forward to listening to that, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, he got emotional at the fact there. I'm pretty sure, yeah, and I got, you know, I can tell that it's been weighing on him for quite a while, but finally get it done there, and yeah, there's that self-doubt where you can't try to get your goal or trying to win races or some shape or form there as well. So that was a huge victory here for Blaney and Team Penske there, and prior to that, did they win this year? Have they won this year? Let me see. They have. No, they have won this year. Yeah, and of course of Joey Logano. But yeah, so that's Team Penske's second win in the Cup Series and Blaney's first in almost 2 years for that. So now, yeah, so this leads me to my other part here. Chase Briscoe, looking at the playoff standings, he was the first guy out. 4 points prior to the penalty. That changes some things. That's going to move up Ty Gibbs, who ran hella good. Under 600. He was my sleeper pick in one of my fantasy leagues. Fortunately, a fortune accident. I knew it was going to happen. It always happens when I'm in good position to earn points. Not points, but mega points. I'm talking mega points. He gets caught up in a wreck. 2 to 3 cars that I had got caught up in messes late in the race. It always happens. I don't know why. It just always does. There's well. So Chase, that's going to move Ty Gibbs into that spot. Everybody's going to move up one. Suarez, Corey LaJoie, and I believe I saw this as well prior to, obviously, I haven't even touched on the bigger news, which was Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin. I'm not going to try to go down this rabbit hole right now, but obviously, you guys seen it. Elliott turns Hamlin after a couple of Hamlin and Elliott episodes there on the racetrack. Elliott was... goes up against the wall there, not happy, and clearly turns Denny Hamlin. There's no question about that. So I don't know what y'all was watching. For some of y'all that was looking the other way. But I'm not going to try to go down that road right now because I don't really have that much time. Like I said, if I could record this other episode, I will do that. But yeah, Chase Elliott, which I thought it was the right move because, look, let's just play. This is not a one-race street. Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson last year, right? So I don't need to go down that road because we all know what happened in that situation. Same damn situation right here. It is the right move. So that's all I'm going to say on that. In my podcast, I say what the hell I want. And yeah, that's the right move on this instance here. So Elliott suspended one race for that. And I think if I saw that right, Corey LaJoie is going to replace him in that 9. Let's see if I can find. The conservatives here. Yeah, yep. So you're going to have two choice. You're going to have two. This is very interesting here. Corey LaJoie will replace Chase Elliott at Gateway this weekend. And remember, Corey LaJoie, he's now moved up in the mix. He's had a great season for Spire. He leaves that ride for the Hendrick ride. Ooh, so golden opportunity right here for Corey LaJoie to make something happen right here. And Carson Hocevar, who was very impressive a start or so ago, he will take the place of Corey LaJoie in a Spire 7 car at Gateway. So interesting scenario with the Elliott suspension in. Chase Elliott, you already missed out on a handful of races. Now you're going to miss this one, and this is not what you needed. I'm right along with, I think Tony Stewart said it in the Fox broadcast. I'm pretty sure it was Tony. But you cannot afford to miss out on any playoff points or stage points. Mainly stage points. You're trying to make up ground. And now you're going to miss another race because of your bonehead mistake, or I should say mistake, bonehead decision on the racetrack. You got to miss this one. You're very lucky that was not another one there as well. So, yeah, completely a mistake there on his part. you got to miss another race. So now Corolla Joy takes your spot in. Corolla Joy is on the penalty. Corolla Joy before the Chase Briscoe penalty. Huge penalty. 38 points back. And remember, Corolla Joy now, he's going to carry that those points to this ride. So a huge opportunity for Corolla Joy this weekend at St. Louis. He's had a great year in that Spire 7 car, and the performance is right there. And now he's going to get a golden opportunity here to see. We're going to see really what he's got. Everybody talks about Corolla Joy. He's got talent. Well, now you're in a bigger and better ride than your 7. And kudos to Spire Motorsports on that 7. They've really improved. Now we're going to really see how talented you are in this 9. We'll find out for sure. Carson Hocevar takes Joy spot in the Spire 7. Very intriguing stuff right there. Here, going into St. Louis. This is a 3-wide pile with EG3, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 in the building. Halfway point of the regular season here in 2023. And we're going to shift gears now to the rest of the playoff standings here to close this thing out here on the pod. I don't know, top of my head, what episode this is. I probably said that a lot this year, and I apologize for that. But, go if you're a first-timer, go check out the rest of the episodes out. I am hoping to have at least one more special guest before I take off for Minnesota in a couple weeks. So, Minnesota, it's right around the corner. I'm like, damn, that's why first half of June, it's going to be boom, 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 boom. It's going to be just like in a blink of an eye, just like that. So my target is hopefully get at least one. But my target is get possibly two special guests on here for you guys before Minnesota in the Grandma's Marathon 2023. All right, so now the revised playoff standings now. Now, I'm not even looking at the original standings. We're looking at the playoff standings. William Byron, going into the second half of the season, with still the only driver with 3 wins. Bush and Larson have 2. Ryan Blaney from 10th blasted up to 4th. Martin Truex Jr. is 5th. Christopher Bell, 6th. Tyler Reddick, 7th. Denny Hamlin, Stenhouse, Logano. They all have 1 win with Blaney. So Blaney, Jones, Truex, Bell, Reddick, Hamlin, Stenhouse, the 500 winner in Logano. So now, outside in, well, not outside in, others without a win that are in right now include Ross Chastain from Trackhouse, 154 points to go, way out in front. Kevin Harvick, next in line, 146. Brad Keselowski, 102. One more triangle to fill in that box, baby. I got it. Chris Buescher, RFK Racing. Man, oh man, they have really carried on that momentum from the playoffs last year. Well, both cars didn't make it, but they ran a lot better. Evidence of Chris Buescher's upset went in the playoffs last year. Both Ross Fenway, Keselowski cars up in the top 16. Buescher, 76 to the good. Let's see here. Bubba Wallace, 35. And Alex Bowman now with the... This changed everything now. Bowman, who was 4 out from Briscoe, the whole penalty changes. He probably is going to extend that to probably 19 points now. Because Briscoe, he definitely dropped out of there. So it's Gibbs out, Suarez out, LaJoy out there. So there's that. I can't believe that penalty there as well. But that, hey, you cannot screw around with the car. You cannot mess around. So that's the situation heading into St. Louis this weekend. So I will keep my eyes out solely on Corolla Joy in that 9 this weekend. We'll see what he does there. Obviously, you're defending winner Joy Logano from last year's inaugural cup race at St. Louis. We'll look to repeat there as well. So the big kind of the bigger story picture here in this instance here, obviously Chase Elliott missing another race. So you're already in the deep hole. Now you're going right back in it. And you have Corolla Joy now. He can make up some mega points. Alex Bowman. Oh, I haven't even said this. Alex Bowman returning from a back injury. Back in the 48 ride for Henrik Motorsports there as well. So it was nice to see him back in that 48 ride after missing a couple of races there as well. Just several more races. Seriously? I clicked on the right run. Okay, that's the Xfinity Series race. Oh, by the way, Justin Allgaier, he ended up winning after Ty Gibbs was dominant all night long in the Xfinity Series race. Justin Allgaier getting, I believe, which was Junior Motorsports' first win of 2023 in the Xfinity Series. So you would have had a bingo card that had Junior Motorsports winning this late, getting the first win at least late, or I should say halfway in the Xfinity Series. You would have been joking around there as well. I do want to take a look at the top 10 here real quick from the Coke 600 in the Cup Series side. Blaney, already covered him. Yeah, 163 laps led on Monday. And remember, this race had to be moved over because of Mother Nature there. So there's that. William Byron, oh, nice. At least my other fantasy would be stabilized there. Byron finishing in the second spot. There, Truex rallying back for third. Wallace, he had a rally back from it, from pit road issues. Fourth, Tyler Reddick was wheeling and dealing all night long. And I mean literally wheeling and dealing all night long. He finished fifth. Kyle Busch, sixth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. turned out a good, solid top 10 performance there. He finished in seventh. Chris Buescher, there he is. Another top 10 for him in the eighth spot. Austin Dillon, ninth. Zane Smith, in the other front row car. Yeah. Woo! He finished in the 10th spot right there. Yeah, Zane Smith, he hovered over in the top 20, outside the top 20 all day. Finished 10th. How about that for Zane Smith? There as well as that. But Blaney, he was dominant all night long. 163 laps. He was determined to finish, to win this race. The next guy in line, Blaney, 7 times for 163 laps. William Byron, he was dominant early in this race, 9 times for 91 laps in this race right there as well. Switching gears real quick to the NBA Finals. When this baby comes out tomorrow night, game one of the NBA Finals should have already wrapped up. How about the 8 seed? From the Eastern Conference, Miami Heat. Should we all be surprised? If anybody was going to be number 8 seed getting the finals, it would be this team. Because they're back in the finals again. Remember a couple years ago, recently, the COVID year, where the Heat got in the bubble there and took the Lakers the 6. Yeah, took the Lakers 6. Now they face even a deeper challenge. Apparently, they faced one of the better teams all year long in the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets were the number 1 seed from the West there as well. You got to be impressed on the run that the Miami Heat have been on throughout this playoffs. You take down – first off, you lose the first game of the playoffs. They're playing to the Atlanta Falcons. No, Falcons. Wrong team. Atlanta Hawks. They ain't going to win that. Then you take down the number 1 seed, Bucks, in 7 on the road. Then you take care of – who was that other team that took care of? The New York Knicks in – I think it was 6 games or 5. I can't really remember. I think it was 6 games. And then you take the number 2 seed down in Boston, the Boston Celtics. You take them to the distance in game 7 where – Boston reeled off 3 straight after being down 3-0. And then Boston decides, well, we decided to try to shoot a lot of threes and whatnot, which put themselves in a hole. And Miami wins another game 7 in these playoffs on the road. You look back at this. I know we're not done yet. We still got the finals left. But you have to be impressed with what Eric Spoelstra has done with that team. Mighty fine impressive. Mighty fine impressive. Now, you have to slay the big dragon, which is the Joker Jokic, Jamal Murray, and that squad. Obviously, a lot of talent, but yeah, I would not count out the Miami. I would not do that. I know the Nuggets arrested. That's what it's all going to be talked about. I'm pretty sure of it, even right now as we about to end this podcast. But I wouldn't rest. If I were a team at the top, I wouldn't be resting. I'll be going there rolling here. It would be really interesting to see if they can steal game one. I know the Denver Nuggets, they're coming with a lot of injury and a lot of energy because they're a real rested team because they ended their series with the Lakers in five games. But we've seen it all the time. When another team has that rest, long period of rest, they tend to struggle out of the gate. So I'll keep my eyes on that. I know this podcast will come out after game one of the NBA Finals. But I'll just keep my eye. That's my prediction right there, if I had one. That's my prediction right there. I think Denver's going to be hype. There's no question about that. They've never hosted an NBA Finals game until right now. So I will be paying attention right to that. I'm pretty sure that's going to be energizing the city and all that. But the Heat, they continue, and they have that chip on their shoulders that, hey, they're gonna ride that chip. I mean, they got all these undrafted guys, one that they're playing well, and they're supposed to get Tyler Hero back at some point. Last time I saw the game three, so that's a huge plus there on that. So the undrafted guys do it again under the leadership of Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry company. They're not gonna back down. This is gonna be a hard fought series here. You know, I'm looking forward to it. That's why I had to move. That's why I had to move my other podcast recording to Friday because I came NBA Finals. NBA Finals gonna be on, man. I can't miss this. So that's why that's all taken care of on that end as well. So game one, when this podcast episode, looking forward to St. Louis for the Cup Series, and I believe the Xfinity Series. I'm not 100% sure. I better check on that before we sign off here. Game one should be already ending, or will end anyways when this podcast comes out. And game two of the NBA Finals in Denver will be on Sunday. The Cup Series race should be wrapped up by then. Let's check it out, the schedule here real quick here on the pod. Sorry about that. It's the 3Y Podcast with EG3. That is not what I wanted to see right there. Xfinity Series results here. Yeah, my apologies for that. No, actually. So, excuse me. So good thing I checked on the schedule. So, Xfinity, they ain't going to be in St. Louis. They're going to be out in Portland on that road course this weekend out there for the Pacific Office Automation 147 going down out there. I think the trucks are going to be in St. Louis with the Cup Series this weekend here. Let's combine on that. Yes, sir. That's going to be this Saturday, Worldwide Technology Raceway Park at Gateway, the Toyota 200 presented by CK Power and Long. So that's double duty. So trucks, Cup this weekend at St. Louis. They have the Xfinity all by themselves out west, the North Pacific, Portland, baby. That's going to go down as well. So a lot of racing to look forward to. Again, if I come back on the mic again, I will talk about more deeper phase of the reaction to what I saw this weekend, or I should say last weekend, on a long Memorial Day weekend. And oh, by the way, I want to shout out to the men and women who have served this country once again. It was a long Memorial Day weekend, but thank you to y'all. Y'all put your butts on the line for us so that we can have this life opportunity to live the life that we live right now. So again, if you're part of the Navy, Army, Air Force, Special Forces, whatever branch that it you're part of, thank you so much. So I know I want to get that out once again. So, yep, long, another NASCAR pack, action pack this weekend. Got the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup, Florida Panthers, and Las Vegas is right back. The Las Vegas Knights, I think. Yeah, Las Vegas Knights are right back in it, the finals again as well. So the Florida Panthers haven't been in the finals since 96. I remember that, not to try to date myself or anything else like that, but yeah, so much going on all across the board here, and anxious to see how all of it plays out. The 3Y Podcast, EG3, get it wherever you get your podcast. That, we're going to wave the checkered flag on this edition. We're going to put a pin on this for now. Chicken Flag has waved on another 3-Wide episode here on Season 8 here in 2023. Appreciate you guys once again. Again, you're a big racing fan. Definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast and hit that alert button every time I post new content here on the 3-Wide podcast feed. That's going to do it for right now. Another edition of 3-Wide Pascal Podcast with ET3 in the books. Thank you so much again for this shortened version of the podcast here. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, appreciate you. We better roll out right now. This has been another edition of the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. Peace.